Like I said, I grew up in South Texas. I grew up in a place called Schertz, Texas. That's S-C-H-E-R-T-Z, Schertz, just like it sounds. I lived on Cook Street. That's K-O-C-H, Cook Street. And I attended O.G. Wiederstein Junior High School. Don't ask me how you spell that. As you may have gathered, the original white settlers in this particular part of South Texas were probably of German descent. I know this for a fact because I used to get the shit beat out of me by great big square-headed cowboys named Otto. They were all named Otto, and I don't know what's up with that. Now, for this story to make sense, you have to understand that I didn't know you could get from Texas to Tennessee or from Tennessee to Texas any other way but hitchhike until I was 27 years old. I had some cars before then, but none that would make the trip. And you didn't want it, you know, to break down because what's in between is Arkansas. I don't care who's president of the United States. If I wanted to get home for Christmas or something, I had to hitchhike home, too. And the first time I attempted that, a truck dropped me off right at the Schertz, Texas exit on Interstate 35 between New Braunfels and San Antonio. Now, my parents didn't live in Schertz anymore. They lived out on the west side of San Antonio, and they moved. We moved a lot. We were renters. Now, at least they told me this time. It wasn't like that. When I was in Houston, I didn't call home much, and I came home this one time and knocked on the door of my house, and this guy I didn't know came to the door, and great big square-headed cowboy named Otto. But anyway, truck dropped me off, and since I was there, I thought I'd go into town and check out my old stomping grounds, as it were. And that was my first mistake. I failed to take several things into consideration. Number one, the transient nature of the community. Schertz is outside the gates of Randolph Air Force Base. And I grew up dating those cold-blooded little military girls that were leaving in 18 months and flat didn't care. And it damaged me for life. Or at least that's the excuse I'm currently operating on. No one in Schertz remembered me except the cops. And they were in the Christmas spirit. They gave me a place to stay. And they fed me. It wasn't turkey and dressing or nothing, but... And then after extracting a small ransom from my dad, they let me go late on Christmas Eve, and I made it home for Christmas. Now, I did get this song out of the deal, but it wasn't worth it. But